Most people wouldn't argue with the fact that the world has a fixed amount of natural resources, some of which are already depleted. So as population growth greatly strains our finite resources, there are fewer resources available. If we intend to leave our children and grandchildren with the same standard of living we've enjoyed, we must preserve the foundation of that standard of living. Now we save for college educations, weddings, funerals even, but what about saving clean air, water, fuel resources, and soil for future generations? Well, Honda UK can't do all of that, but it can go some way towards helping the environment. I spoke to Honda UK's communications manager, Steve Kirk, about the latest Honda Jazz Hybrid, plus a couple of other facts about their latest models.
Steve, Honda's seeing some sort of revised models coming out, particularly the Jazz and the Honda Accord. Tell me a little bit more about them.
Well, first of all, the Jazz, we've looked at trying to improve all areas of the car. So we've looked at improving the emissions across the range. We've reintroduced an automatic gearbox for the petrol models. And we've also introduced our hybrid technology to the car, which dramatically reduces both emissions and improves fuel economy.
Now, the Jazz is an incredibly popular super mini, isn't it? Just how popular is it?
Well, the Jazz is our most popular car in the UK, so it's our biggest seller. And of course, most of the Jazzes that we sell here are actually built in Swindon.
So when you consider the economy, Honda's kind of bucking the trend in a way with such a popular car. Presumably you're not feeling the crunch as much as other motor manufacturers.
Well, it's tough times, definitely. I think it's going to be a tough year ahead this year. But what we try to do is we try to build our cars as close to the markets as possible. So we try to build our most popular cars here in the UK close to where they're most popular in Europe. So we build Civic, CR-V, which is our 4x4 car, and the Jazz here in Europe for the markets that demand them.
How is Honda perceived, do you think, in the UK?
Well, I think we're known for being a trustworthy, reliable brand. Our cars are absolutely bulletproof. We always finish at the top of reliability surveys. We also finish at the top of customer satisfaction surveys. Our customers really enjoy the service that our dealers give them after they've bought a car as well, which, of course, is incredibly important to customers.
The difference with this new Accord is what exactly?
It's generally more refined throughout, so we've reduced noise levels inside the cabin, we've made the suspension more comfortable, a bit more supple, so the rider's more comfortable over longer journeys. The engines themselves are cleaner, so lower CO2 emissions, which means cheaper running costs, lower tax, etc., but also lower pollutants in the emissions as well, which makes it better for human health. So we're trying to reduce all of the emissions for the car to improve running costs and help the environment as well.
Which leads me nicely to talk about the Jazz Hybrid. Is it about £1,500 more expensive to buy, is it, than an average Jazz, is that right?
Yeah, there's a bit of a premium to pay for the technology, but of course with that you get the lower running costs associated with hybrid technology. So you get lower VED road tax, you get lower fuel bills. Insurance firms offer lower insurance for hybrid vehicles. And we think the Jazz is really, for some of our customers, going to be a bit of a no-brainer, because it's the Jazz that they know and love, a Jazz with a big boot, flexible seating, but now with even lower emissions and even better fuel economy. So for the customers that have enjoyed Jazz in the past, or perhaps been looking at a car that is a small package but offers lots of space inside, I think it's an ideal choice.
What does the future hold for Honda, the near future, in terms of the economy? Some say we're rising out of it. Do you think it's good times ahead?
I think what we've done in the UK is reached a period of stability, if you like. So we've actually stabilised sales and now we're ready to grow again. So we've got some really exciting products coming. You've seen the Jazz and Accord here, really exciting cars that are in the wings waiting to come as well. So an exciting few years ahead for Honda, and we predict some growth.
Steve, thanks very much indeed for talking to me on Cross Counties Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.